Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story, and many more, on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark. If you're not too scared. In the mist-shrouded village of Gloomwick, where the fog clung to the earth like a heavy blanket and the night seemed to stretch on forever, there was a story that everyone knew, but no one dared to speak of aloud. It was the tale of the Candleman, a mysterious figure who appeared only on the darkest of nights, carrying a single flickering candle. The elders whispered that those who crossed paths with the Candleman were never seen again, their souls trapped forever in the wax of his ever-burning candle. Thomas was a boy with a restless spirit and a thirst for adventure, the kind that often led him into trouble. He had heard the tale of the Candleman many times, told in the hushed tones of frightened villagers around the hearth. But unlike the others, Thomas did not fear the story. He was intrigued by it. He longed to see if the legend was true, to know if the Candleman was real or just another ghost story meant to keep children in their beds. One night, when the fog was so thick that even the moon could not pierce through it, Thomas decided to test his courage. He waited until the village was asleep, the lights in the windows extinguished, and then he slipped out of his home, a small lantern clutched in his hand. The streets were deserted, the air heavy with an unnatural silence. The only sound was the soft crunch of Thomas's footsteps on the damp cobblestones. As he wandered through the empty streets, Thomas began to feel a chill creeping up his spine. The fog seemed to grow thicker with each step, swirling around him like a living thing, obscuring the path ahead. The houses of the village loomed out of the mist like ghosts, their outlines blurred and shifting. Thomas's heart began to race, but he pushed the fear aside, telling himself that the fog was just playing tricks on his mind. Then he heard it. A faint, almost imperceptible sound. The flicker of a flame. Thomas froze, his breath catching in his throat. He strained his ears, trying to locate the source of the sound, but the fog muffled everything. Then, out of the corner of his eye, he saw it, a faint flickering light just ahead of him, barely visible through the swirling mist. Curiosity and fear warred within him. Thomas couldn't resist the pull of the light. He began to walk toward it, his feet moving almost of their own accord. The closer he got, the more he could make out the figure holding the candle. The light revealed a tall, shadowy silhouette, its face hidden in darkness, the candle burning brightly in his outstretched hand. Thomas's heart pounded in his chest as he approached the figure. The air around him grew colder, the fog so thick he could barely see his own hands. The candle's flame flickered and danced, casting long, eerie shadows on the ground. Thomas wanted to turn back, to run as fast as he could, but his body betrayed him, his legs carrying him closer to the Candleman. The figure remained still, silent as the grave, its face a void of darkness. As Thomas drew near, the Candleman extended the candle toward him, flame reflecting in Thomas's wide, terrified eyes. The light was mesmerizing, pulling him in, making his thoughts sluggish and his body heavy. Suddenly, the flame flared brighter and Thomas felt a searing cold rush through his veins, freezing him in place. He couldn't move, couldn't breathe, as if the very life was being drained from him. His vision blurred, the world around him fading into darkness as his soul was drawn into the candle's flame. The last thing Thomas saw before the darkness claimed him was the Candleman's face. Or rather, the absence of one. Beneath the hood, there was nothing but a shadow, a deep, endless void that seemed to swallow all light. The Candleman turned, the candle now burning brighter than before, and disappeared into the fog, leaving nothing but the echo of Thomas's final breath. The next morning, the village awoke to a thick, oppressive fog that seemed heavier than usual. As the villagers went about their day, they noticed something strange at the church altar. A new candle, small and unassuming, burning with a steady, unwavering flame. The wax dripped slowly, each drop glistening, like a tear. But no one questioned where the candle had come from or why it never seemed to go out. The villagers spoke in hushed whispers of Thomas's disappearance, but no one dared to suggest what they all secretly feared. And so, the story of the Candleman continued, a cautionary tale passed through the generations. The villagers would often glance at the candle on the altar, its flame flickering ever so slightly, and shudder at the thought of the souls trapped within the wax, their voices forever silenced. But at night, when the fog rolled in and the village was shrouded in darkness, some claimed they could hear a faint flicker of a flame and see a shadowy figure moving through the mist, carrying a candle that burned with the light of lost souls. And in those moments, the villagers would lock their doors and draw their curtains tight, praying that the Candleman would pass them by, and they would not become the next to vanish in the night.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.